So a couple questions I had related to this case. The first is the issue that she is facing right now, which is kind of like the adjuvant therapy after having had surgery. And I'm curious, because we got into this at the satellite meeting in San Antonio where we talked about it, which is, you know, a lot of patients, this patient actually got TCH, but a lot of patients, I think particularly in the United States, would have gotten TCHP. And one of the sort of general questions that this case sort of introduces is post-neoadjuvant, post-surgical adjuvant treatment, do you continue or do you use pertuzumab? And we saw a lot of differences in how people approach it. Some people would use pertuzumab if there was residual disease. Some people would use it if there wasn't residual disease. Can you talk a little bit about this issue of whether you include pertuzumab after neoadjuvant pertuzumab, and how does residual disease factor into that decision?
So it's a really important question. And the AFFINITY trial was done in the adjuvant setting, a year of pertuzumab. That's where you got your disease-free survival advantage, is with a year of pertuzumab. So when we use pertuzumab preoperatively, oftentimes we don't know the actual pathologic nodal status. And so I think the onus is going to be on us, Neil, to utilize a year of pertuzumab. Now, having said that, the issue that I'm going to have with that is, if I have a woman who's clinically node negative, physical exam, ultrasound of the axilla, if she's had an MRI, she's negative there too, and she has a pathologic complete response, I am going to give her, if she fits the FDA label of preoperative TCHP with pertuzumab, which means T2, clinically N0, or any clinical node positivity, I'm going to give her preoperative pertuzumab. And if she's a pathologic complete response and was clinically node negative, that's the only place, Neil, that I'm going to have a question mark in my mind about whether I need to really finish up the pertuzumab, because I would have the question mark about whether she was really node positive up front. If a woman such as this woman here was node positive up front and at surgery is a pathologic complete response. Now, this woman had nodes negative at surgery, but she still had residual disease in her breast. We know that even residual disease in her breast is an adverse prognostic factor, so I would continue her pertuzumab. The only patients I would consider not finishing the year of pertuzumab would be those who were absolutely clinically node negative and were completely a pathologic complete response in breast and axilla at surgery. I would really have a question about whether they would benefit from the pertuzumab. Everybody else, though, if they're node positive up front and they get a pathologic complete response, I'm still going to finish up their year of pertuzumab, because in the AFFINITY trial, the node positive patients really got the lion's share of the benefit, actually.